Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Berman. Libya's top prosecutor says he has opened an investigation into the collapse of two dams that caused a devastating flood in a coastal city. Rescue teams were still searching for bodies in Derna on Saturday, nearly a week after the deluge killed more than 11,000 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Heavy rains caused by Mediterranean storm Daniel caused deadly flooding across eastern Libya. The floods overwhelmed two dams, sending a wall of water several meters high through the centers of Derna, destroying entire neighborhoods and sweeping people out to sea. The Libyan Red Crescent says more than 10,000 people are still missing. Searchers are digging through drifts of mud and hollowed-out buildings, looking for bodies and possible survivors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meets the Russian defense minister in Russia, and he inspects state-of-the-art weapons, including a hypersonic missile system. This on the latest leg of a rare visit outside his country. The United Nations needs the cooperation of member states and the support from the public to tackle urgent issues at a time when the world is facing multiple challenges. That's what Dennis Francis said. He's the new president of the 78th session of the UN General Assembly.
I hesitate in a way to speak of priorities because there are lots of challenges out there. Peace and security is a challenge. In various parts of the world. Human rights is a challenge in various parts of the world. Gender equality is a challenge in various parts of the world. What the presidency will therefore be working on is a broad agenda of issues.
This is VOA News. Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the United States Friday to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid. Ryan Chang reports for Reuters.
The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February. While extradition proceedings of Mexican drug traffickers can sometimes take years, Ovidio's removal this time was quicker than his father's, who was flown to the U.S. barely a year after his final arrest in 2016. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland expressed gratefulness to the Mexican government. In a statement, he said, quote, "The Justice Department will continue to hold accountable those responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has devastated too many communities across the country."
An Afghanistan-based nonprofit says it is working with the UN to free 18 of its staff, including a foreigner, from Taliban detention. VOA's Tommy McNeil tells us more.
Conditions have become tougher for nonprofit organizations working in Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover 2 years ago, with more reports of interference and restrictions on jobs for Afghan women. On Saturday, the International Assistance Mission said it is working with the UN and others to free the 18 people who were taken from its office this month. It did not confirm reports that one of the detained staffers is a U.S. national. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And in U.S. news, workers in management from the big three U.S. auto giants face off at the negotiating table on the second day of a strike, threatening to disrupt the economy and rock the 2024 presidential election campaign. The state of California has sued five of the world's largest oil companies, alleging they caused billions of dollars in damages and misled the public by minimizing the risks from fossil fuels. That's according to the New York Times. Former U.S. President Donald Trump courts evangelical Christians and women at two back-to-back Washington events. Demographics whose loyalty once seemed contradictory, but are now part and parcel of the American political fabric. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will pay his second wartime visit to Washington next week, the White House announces, in a bid to solidify the support of his country's crucial backer against Russian invaders. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.